Welcome to the radio ministry of Clearview Church in Henderson, where our goal is to make Christ visible. Clearview is a place of genuine worship with ministries for all age groups and all peoples. For more information, visit us at 3485 Oxford Road in Henderson, or visit us online at clearviewbc.org. Now join us for this week's message by Pastor Abidan Shaw.
Well, this weekend I'm preaching the second message in our new series on the Trinity called Battle of the Gods. And we're going to focus on the nature of God the Father. And the message is called Good, Good Father, after the song which is very popular right now. And this message will not only help us understand better God the Father, but also as men, help us understand how to be good fathers. Understand the role that God has assigned to us as fathers. So this is a message on two different levels: getting to know God the Father, and then as men, getting to know what we are to do as fathers in our own homes. The message is from John chapter 5. If you have your Bibles with you, turn there, and let's all stand together. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will." Where do you think most people in America, in the West, get their understanding of fathering or being a father? Where do you think people understand the concept on how to be a father? Where do you think most people get it from? Television, TV, sitcoms, comedies. That's where some writers in Hollywood have sat in their basement, written out a script, funny, catchy, intriguing, and they funnel them through the television into our homes, and that's where most people understand the concept of what it means to be a father. Would you agree with me this morning that the image of fathers, the respect towards father has been declining in the past 20, 25, 30 years. Would you agree with that on TV? It's as if the whole definition, the calling, the position of fatherhood is being redefined for us and is completely contrary to what the Bible tells us as how fathers should be. Today's message will first and foremost focus on the Trinity, how God the Father interacts with God the Son. But there's a deep message there for all of us as fathers on how to become better fathers. You say, "My children are grown, they're gone." You are still a father. You still have a calling. So before we get into the message, here are some questions for all of us. What comes to your mind when you think of God the Father? What comes to your mind when you think about the relationship between the Father, the first person, between the second person, how they interact with each other? What comes to your mind? Many of you are thinking, "Nothing. I never really gave any thought. I didn't spend time thinking about how the Trinity interacts with each other." Okay, let's get down to our level, more closer to home. Men, what is your understanding of being a good father? Where do you get your pattern for being a good father to your children? Ladies, here's a question for you, because you're thinking, "Well, I guess the message is not for me. It's all for the men. Let them have it." Here's a question for you. Are you supporting, encouraging, and helping the man in your life to be the best father God has called him to be? The message is not just for fathers and mothers. The message is also for children. Are you, if you're still at home, obedient to your parents, especially your fathers. So many applications on many levels, and here's a question I ask every week, and this question is the same: are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? You see, you cannot go to the Father unless you come to the Son. Have you been to the Son? Have you been to the second person? Because you cannot get to the first unless you go to the second. So this morning, we're going to try to answer that question. What does it mean to be a good father like our Heavenly Father? So number one, to be a good father like our Heavenly Father, like Him, you have to be the initiator and the pattern setter for your family, for your children. Listen to verse 19. Listen to what Jesus says. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly means amen, amen, means I'm telling you, this is a bullet point. Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of Himself but what He sees the Father do, for whatever He does, meaning the Father does, the Son also does in like manner. Some scholars have said that this, when Jesus made that statement, it was not just about the Trinity. You could also pretty much make the Son a small s, a typical son, and a Father a small f, a typical father. So what Jesus was saying was, in an earthly setting, a son will follow his father's example. Either way, it doesn't matter. Whether it's in the Trinity or whether it's in earthly relationship, the point is this: it is the Father with a capital F, or a father with a small f, who is the initiator and the pattern setter for the children. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Would you agree with that? Where we are is because of leadership. Same in the family. Where your family is spiritually, men, it's your business. They're rising and falling on your standard. In many homes, what I have noticed as a pastor is the poor wife who is doing the job of initiating and setting the pattern. Where is the husband? What is he doing? Either he is chasing the dollar, or he is sprawled out in front of the TV, or they're in the garage messing with some stuff or feeding some habit or some hobby. They're not doing what they were supposed to do, what they have been assigned to do. That's why the poor wife has to step in and do his job. According to the pattern of the Trinity, it has always been God the Father who sets the standard. He is the one who initiates. He is the one who sets the pattern, and the family follows. And by the way, when you really begin to do this, initiator and pattern setter, one of the first things you'll have to do is to reject all the bad patterns in your life. Men have a way of idolizing people, other men. Would you agree with that, men? We have a way of idolizing men, especially if they are related to us, like a father, grandfather, uncle, bosses, supervisors, superior officers, instructors, coaches. Some men who have made an impact on our lives, and we are so grateful for them, we feel like we need to pattern our lives after them. Now, if these men were following God, that's awesome. If these men were father according to this book, wonderful. But if not, that's the huge mistake. Because your dad must have been a great man and he loved you very much, but he was not a good father. Don't follow him. Make your kids dress like this and make them do that and don't listen to this and don't listen to that. Da, 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 all those things. And now those same families are all crazy and the parents are going, but we did it. We did it God's way. We did it God's way. We were always there taking all these notes and these files and booklets and everything. Just because someone said it's from God, but it was not from this book. You followed a man. You didn't follow the Father. I was at camp back in summer. This young girl, I've known her before, and she's a counselor, and she came and sat down. It was kind of a dull time, so we began to talk, and she began to share about her family. And I was kind of lost for the first 5 minutes of the conversation. I'm listening. And because she's talking about how the abuse and all the craziness that they went through and all the rules and all this and this and this. And I said,
tell me again, who are you talking about? And she backed up and gave me the name of the person. By the way, the person is in the news right now with a ton of lawsuits because he was abusing people and women at the time while he was teaching us how to raise children. Someone will have to answer to God for that. But in the meantime, my challenge to you is this: don't even listen to me unless I'm preaching the Bible. And may I tell you this morning, a lot of stuff that is out there is not biblical. It is man's idea on how to be a better man. It's not God's idea. You want to be an initiator? You want to be a pattern setter? Look to the Father. Let me ask you this morning, as we go further and further into this, men, are you being the godly initiator and the godly pattern setter in your home? You want your children to be good. Are you being good? Are you following Jesus Christ? Oh, I want my children to be in church. I tell them all the time, are you in church? Are you in church? How much is that a priority to you? Let me ask you a better question. When you get home from the church, what do you discuss? Do you criticize everything from the sign all the way to the back door and then get home and as you're eating roast turkey, you roast the preacher? Here's a statement. I didn't make it. Somebody else did. Whatever you do in moderation, your children will do in excess. And when they grow up and they begin to drive, and you say, going to church, you know what they'll say? No. Well, I raised you in church. You know better. No, what you did was you dragged them here, and you told them how miserable you are, and then when they left, they said, never again. And when you tell them, you better go, they go, why? You don't even like it. Why do you like it? Why do you want me to go? You don't like it. You don't like the music. You don't like anything. Why do I need to go? It's like a whooping time. Let me ask you again this morning. Are you following God the Father as your pattern, or do you have the wrong pattern in your life? Today's the day to reject those wrong patterns and follow Him. He is the initiator. He is the pattern setter. But let's go a little further. Show love in different ways. How to be a good father, be the initiator and the pattern setter, but show love in different ways. Listen to what Jesus says in verse 20. For the Father loves the Son and shows Him all things that He Himself does. This is the second time in John's Gospel that it says the Father loves the Son. The first time is in John 3:35. The Father loves the Son as it has given all things into His hand. Twice. The same subject, but a different predicate. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into His hand. And then 5:20, the Father loves the Son and shows Him all things that He Himself does. The first one, Father loves and He trusts His Son with everything He has. The second one, the Father loves and He reveals to Him all the secrets and all the mysteries. Same thing, the Father loves the Son, but two different occasions, two different objects. And by the way, something even deeper. Are y'all ready to go deeper? We have to pinch your nose and dive in, okay? In John 3:35, the word for love is agapon, and in John chapter 5 verse 20, the word for love is philein. Two different Greek words are being used. In English, it all comes out as Father loves the Son. Now, we don't need to go too deep into that because the words can still mean not much, or else they have a meaning, and the meaning is this: the Father is telling the Son that He loves Him enough to trust everything over to Him. That's His way of showing love. In John 3:35, the Father loves Him enough to not hold back anything from Him. All the mysteries. I know y'all are thinking, what's the point? Men, there is no set way of showing love to your children as long as they know that you love them. There is no set way. You know, what we've done in our world, in some of these conferences and seminars, we are trying to force feed personal preferences, personality traits. When Rebecca was born, you know, I was so scared to death of being a father. I was 21 years of age. I was like, man, I don't know what I'm doing. I had a good father and still do, but, you know, he was not a perfect father. So I was like, man, I'm really going to be a good dad. So I went to the library, got all the books on fatherhood, and began to go through them. Then I went to the bookstores and the Christian bookstores and got the books. And then back in those days, you know, the catalogs, you got to call them up. Call them up and send me this book and send me that book too. Yeah, go ahead and add that one too. And I began to go through these books and I quickly realized there was a problem in all of them. What we were getting out of these books were the author's personality traits rather than what a father is supposed to be. Some of them portrayed the father as a military colonel. You know, he's masculine, he is strong, he's outdoorsy, toe the line, don't you let... You know, and so the masculine, the gruff father. Then I read some other books and the father was more like a psychiatrist, a counselor. So tell me, honey, how are you feeling today? I want to understand everything about you. And I want to know where you're coming from. Who is right? Neither. Sometimes you have to be like, this is the law, this is what you will do, end of story. Other times you have to be sensitive and say, I'm here, go ahead and cry, I understand where you're coming from. I've been there. Being gruff does not make you a bad father, and being mellow does not make you a good father. Did y'all get that? Through your personalities, as the occasion demands, let the children know that you love them. That's what the father does. But isn't that amazing how the pattern for fatherhood is in this book? And yet we run everywhere looking for, I want to be a better father. I want my husband to read this book. I don't know how many women have come to me and said, can you give me something for my husband to read? I'm like, I'll get back to you. I never do. Why should I put the poor fellow through all that mess, you know? Like, no. How about getting him and encouraging him to follow after him? Folks, when you walk with him, guess what begins to happen? His nature becomes your nature. And then you begin to live a life and your children begin to know, hey, dad is this way. But just because dad didn't show up at all my ball games and dad wasn't there here and that. But let me ask you this morning. Are you one of those who loves to recline on a couch and talk about all the things your dad didn't do for you? You know what I'm talking about? It's very popular to sit back and say, let me tell you how my dad was a bad dad. And the mess I am in today is all because of him. Shame on you. Did your dad pay all your bills? Did you have a roof over your head? Did you have food on the table? You're still standing and breathing? Well, he showed you love. Maybe you're too dense to realize he showed you love in the way he knew best. Folks, you know what we've done? We try to use this psychoanalytic approach, and we're trying to superimpose it back to an older generation saying, I wish he had done this for me. He did the best he could. Can I have an amen on that? Under the circumstances, he did the best he could. Here's the point. Please don't miss this. Do you understand the love of the Father towards the Son? Do you understand how God the Father loves the Son in different ways, different occasion, but the love is still there? And by the way, what kind of a love it is that he gave his Son to die on the cross? That's love too. Not just for us, but also for him. So here's the question. Do you show love to your children in different ways as the occasion demands? This morning, are you holding on to some grudge against your father because he did not follow a certain trait? Be the initiator. Be the pattern setter like him. You set the tone for your family, especially spiritually. Number two, show love in different ways. And children, whether you're a grown children or young children at home, appreciate the love that is being shown to you. Don't complain. Don't be bitter. Be grateful. But here's number three. Raise your kids to surpass you. Listen to verse 20. Again, I'm telling you, folks, if you only go back to this book and make this book part of your life and let God the Father be your pattern, half, I would say, all your problems are solved. Why half? All your problems are solved. Now listen to verse 20. Listen to what Jesus says. And he, meaning the Father, will show him, meaning the Son, greater works than these that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. That is a deep statement, but I don't want you to miss this. Father will show greater works than these to his Son, that you may marvel. The Father has all authority, all power, but what he's saying is, I can get all the glory, but I want my Son to get all the glory. Don't raise your hand, but how many parents here this morning, how many fathers want your kids to do better than you did? Are you still raising your hand? All of us do. If you don't, something's wrong with you. Honestly. I want my kids to surpass me, whether it's in education, whether it's in success, whether it's in wealth. I want them to surpass me in everything. That's normal. Where do we get this from? From God the Father. Did you know that even lost people have the same mindset? Where do you think they get? Because we have been created in the image of God. That is part of our DNA. We want our kids to be more successful than us. Where do we get this? It's because God the Father wants the Son to be more successful than him. But listen to more specifically. For as the Father raises the dead. What do you mean by that? Physically, he brings people back to life after they've been dead. But guess what's going to happen for the Son? Even so, the Son gives life to whom he will. Not just physically dead, but also spiritually dead. Let me ask you this morning, what is more difficult? To bring a physically dead person back to life or to bring a spiritually dead person back to life? I'm alive, but I'm dead. And to bring me back to life, that even though I die, I'm still alive, more alive than I've ever been. The Father said, I'm not going to do this. In fact, Son, I want you to be the one doing this. Jesus brought Lazarus out of the grave after he prayed to the Father. But how many millions and millions and millions of people has Jesus brought out of the spiritual grave? I am, you are. All of us. Who is doing the greater works? The Son is. But listen, listen further. Verse 24. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming. And now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, not the Father, but the Son of God, and those who hear will live. This is not physically dead people like Lazarus, but spiritually dead people, millions and millions and millions of them coming to life, never to die again. Please listen, isn't the Father generous? Isn't the Father humble? Isn't God the Father generous and humble to his Son? I mean, he can do it. He has all the authority, power, but he says, no, Son, I want you to do it. And does the Son strut around saying, look at all I'm doing. Look, I'm better than my daddy is. My daddy did this, but I'm so much better than him. Is that what Jesus said? Listen to what Jesus said. Verse 30. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. The Father is humble and generous to the Son. What does the Son do in return? He gives all the glory back to the Father. May I ask you this morning, what will happen in this nation, in our community, if fathers began to model themselves after God the Father? What will happen in our world today if children began to model themselves after God the Son? Most of us are worried they're going to throw us in some nursing home where they'll beat on us every day. What will happen? What will happen if we have the same mindset? I want my child to do better than I did. I want him to be successful and her to be successful. And they turn around and say, and we give our parents all the praise for this because we would not be where we are without them. Reality check. Guess what's happening in America today? Millions upon millions of kids are coming into this world and there is no dad. There is no dad in the picture. The dad left a long time ago. He got his thrill and he walked out. In millions and millions of homes, the dad is there, but he is sprawled out. There's nothing he's doing. In many homes, dad is there and he tries, but he is in stop. You know, we want revival in our country. This is revival. You look back to the object because you are made in the image of God. What would happen if fathers today spoke like Joshua did in Joshua 24:15? And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Men, you are the thermostat of your home. You set the spiritual climate. And will it be easy for you? It's never been easy. Will you have interference? Yes, it will be. But graciously, humbly, lovingly, you seek to do what God the Father has assigned you to do, to be like Him. You are the initiator. You are the pattern setter. You have to show love in different ways. And children, that you need to appreciate the love that has come to you, even if the words, I love you, have never been mentioned. Now, I say that to my kids every day. Now, folks, I show them love in much more and much deeper ways than just telling them I love you. And I want all of them to surpass me, especially spiritually.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, the Trinity is not some stale old doctrine. It is very relevant and applicable to our daily life, especially our family lives. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is the day to receive Him in your life, in your home. For more information, visit us online at clearviewbc.org and for today's sermon, my blog site at abidonshaw.com.